Welcome to worship this morning as we gather together apart. My name is Lynn and it's great to have you with us. Today we're acknowledging Anzac Day and we're also considering the story of the road to Emmaus as we continue our Easter journey. As we do each week, I invite you to light a candle. It's a symbol of us gathering apart and yet together. And it also reminds us of Christ's presence in our midst. For the kids today, after the service, we encourage you to go to Colin Buchanan. The link for this can be found on the Facebook and the website. Kids, Colin is going to be talking today about our great God and has songs and readings and fun for you. And there are also some activity sheets on our Facebook page. So there are some there that are about the road to Emmaus and so forth that will just help you to consider what it is that we're doing as part of the Bible story. And if you've been watching Lego Masters during the week, if you'd like to construct part of the Bible story out of Lego and upload or email it, we'd love to see it. And I wonder if you could get a shark into the story somehow. And to give you some ideas, there's a link to a Lego story called Walk to Emmaus, and that's well worth watching for all ages. But first, Anzac Day has been a little different this year. And yet we still continue the tradition of remembrance for the sacrifice of almost 103,000 people who've given their lives for our nation since 1915. And we also remember the service of all who have participated in wars, conflicts, and peacekeeping operations around the world, from both Australia and New Zealand. We remember. Let's pray together. Lord of all the ages, as we remember Anzac Day, we thank you that in times past, men and women stood for righteousness and justice. We thank you for those who gave their lives in the service of freedom, for all who in battle suffered, for all who were taken prisoner, for all wounded in body, mind, and spirit. Thank you for the many who gave so much in staying behind, all those who worked in factories and offices and on the land. We lift up into your love our veteran community. May we be called to heal wounds and offer sanctuary. God of love, we pray for the Australian military personnel serving overseas today. We pray for their work in building up other nations and promoting international security. And we pray for their families who love them and miss them. We also pray for the over 50 Uniting Church ministers serving as chaplains in the Australian Defence Force. Lead them and guide them, we pray. God of eternity, deliver us from the bonds of hatred. Give us the strength to discard the power of revenge and help us make this world a better place. Give us wisdom and strength to build a better world. Help us to put others first in our everyday lives. God of peace, we bring our thanks for the peace and security we enjoy. Make us a people who are desperate for peace between people, between neighbours, between nations. And hurry the day when people do not make war against each other. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, who gave his life for the world. Amen. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them. Thank you.
Today's Bible reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. And may God grant us understanding of his word today.
At times when we've been on holidays, I like to get up early to catch the morning light to take photos. There's something special about being up early and even catching the dawn breaking. I remember once we were camping in the northern Flinders Ranges, and it was either at Aruna or a Trezona campground, and I was up before sunrise, ready to take photos. I walked, I found a good spot for the sunrise, and somehow in all of that, I totally missed where the sun was rising. To be fair, we'd arrived late the day before and I'd walked some distance, but the sun came up in a totally different place that I wasn't expecting, and I missed it. When have you missed something? When have you been expecting something and it hasn't been what or where you've expected it to be? I get the impression that for the two disciples, the followers of Jesus, in this passage that we've heard this morning, the death of Jesus was not what they were expecting. In fact, their world had been turned completely upside down. They were downcast and talking as they walked, trying to make sense of it all. We can hear the confusion when they say to the traveller who's just joined them, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" As the readers, we know their companion is Jesus, but they don't recognise him yet at that stage. They're walking with Jesus, but they don't know it. So they explain to this unknown person that they'd had such great hopes for this prophet named Jesus. He was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And then he was sentenced to death and he was crucified. So clearly in their eyes, he wasn't going to redeem Israel. He wasn't going to free them from Roman occupation. Their world was completely upside down. They couldn't make sense of it. Their hopes and their dreams, they were shattered. It continues to amaze me how stories from the Bible relate to us now, all those years ago, and yet they can relate to our context today. You know, we're living in unexpected times and we can't make sense of it. How do you manage when confronted by an upside-down world? Our hopes, our dreams for 2020 are not exactly coming to fruition at the moment. Our lives are upside down. We can't visit family or friends. Some of us can't go to work. Some of us have lost work. Some of us are overstretched, trying to do work in ways we've never imagined before. Some of us haven't been out of our homes for weeks, perhaps the longest that we've ever been within the walls of our homes. So our lives are upside down, to say the least. 2020 is not the happy new year or the fresh start that we were expecting. Just like the two disciples here, somehow we got something else instead. And just like them, we're all talking about it all the time. We're confused and we're trying to make sense of it all. You know, confusion plays a major part in this story on the road to Emmaus. Up until the crucifixion of Jesus, they remain unclear on what will happen. And then after his crucifixion, they scatter in fear. And then they're more confused when the women went to the tomb and found it empty. It's interesting to see what happens in the story here. Clearly, they're not understanding all that has happened, and Jesus carefully explains what this all means. Wouldn't it be interesting to know what he said to them? But it isn't recorded. We do know that he began with Moses and all the prophets, explaining to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. He corrected them. Jesus corrects fake ideas about what happened and who he is. He provided explanations so they could make sense of it all. It's easy to read this story and to miss its structure. There's a pattern of inverted parallelism here. The journey from Jerusalem, then appearance, obstructed eyes and lack of recognition, then an interaction, summary of the things that had happened, empty tomb and the vision, Jesus is alive, and then back to the empty tomb but no vision, interpretation of the things that have happened by Jesus, interaction between them, and then opened eyes and recognition, and then the disappearance of Jesus. And instead of the journey from Jerusalem, we've now got a journey to Jerusalem. The story pivots around the fact that Jesus is in fact alive. The travelers experience Jesus in three ways: stranger, guest, and host. He joined them as a stranger. They invited him as a guest. And Jesus didn't reveal who he was until after the disciples invited the stranger to stay as a guest. And then they had this aha moment when Jesus broke the bread and he became the host. I wonder, does Christ sometimes walk beside us in our times of sadness and struggle, and yet we don't see him because we haven't invited him to stay? Or because we're so preoccupied with our own thoughts and our own way of thinking? Jesus can appear to us in the presence of a stranger. We must open our eyes and see the Lord in these moments when we might least expect. The two disciples find that not only was the stranger fully aware of what had happened in Jerusalem, but in light of the scriptures, he makes sense of what took place. And just as the disciples had the scriptures explained to them, as Christians, we too are to read the Bible in the light of Jesus' teaching. For us, the Word is supremely Christ, to whom the Bible hears, bears witness, and whose Spirit interprets Scripture for us. And so, how do we recognize Jesus in our everyday lives? And how do we recognize Jesus amongst today's confusion and fear? What practices can we put in place to help us to be alive to the presence of Jesus in our lives? It's reading the Bible. There's a group of us reading the New Testament from beginning to end, one chapter per day. We're in 1 Corinthians at the moment, although I know some of us are still in Romans. But reading the scriptures is a spiritual practice that helps us to recognize the presence of Jesus in our lives. When we open the scriptures, all manner of things open up. We find God, but we also find our neighbors and ourselves. Regular prayer. At the moment, we're praying together at 7 p.m. every night about COVID-19. Other times of regular prayer are equally important. Keep a prayer journal. There's also singing and music and walking in nature and meeting with other believers here at church online or in connect groups, which are currently by Zoom or other virtual means. And there's regular giving of our lives, our things, our money, and our time. These can all be spiritual practices that help us to exhibit and to experience the resurrection in our own lives. Experience the presence of Jesus. After the travelers experience Jesus as stranger, guest, and host, they leave the place that they were intending to stay, and they return to Jerusalem with joy. They ask each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? How different the two journeys were. The downcast, sad journey to Emmaus, and this immediate return with joy. The impulse to share the good news needs no command or training, but simply flows from the excitement of their new discovery, an inward journey leading outward. They'd set out with heavy hearts, burdened with disappointment, but on the way back, they're spurred on by the feeling of elation, bursting to share this news after walking with Jesus. So the travelers experience Jesus in three ways: stranger, guest, and host. We meet Jesus in a variety of ways during this time of COVID-19. We recognize Jesus in others and in the stranger. We invite Jesus into our everyday life and allow Jesus to be the host in your life, in your everyday living. And be encouraged, because Jesus appears in the loneliest of times and walks with us. We are not alone. We are not alone in this strange time, and we have the privilege of walking with Jesus. And whilst we do so, our hearts burn within us as we hear his voice and as we hear his voice in the scriptures. Let's pray together. Father, Creator God, thank you for the picture of this journey, for your presence in our lives and your grace and your peace. Lord Jesus, we're sorry for the times when we don't recognize you, when we're so full of our own thoughts and agenda, for all the things that we say, think, and do that separate us from you or from others. Thank you that these things and all our sins are forgiven through your death on the cross for us all. Holy Spirit, open the scriptures to us that our hearts might burn within us. Help us to recognize Jesus in the stranger, to see God at work in our lives, our communities, and our world. We pray for our world. We pray for people who are hungry, encountering war or persecution or disaster. We continue to pray for the coronavirus situation. We pray for resilience and recovery for those infected. We pray for those who are grieving. Lord Jesus, we pray for our nation. And we pray for those who are making decisions on a daily basis. We pray for the families of the police officers killed in Victoria this week, and for all affected by this. Holy Spirit, we pray for those in our midst and those we know who are sick or in pain, grieving, struggling with life or health, or simply without hope. For the names and faces that we're lifting to you right now, we pray for your peace and hope in their lives. Be their refuge, we pray. In the name of Jesus. Amen. It is such a privilege to gather together in worship. We hope you felt connected as we gather together. Reach out and connect with others. Perhaps ring someone right now. Connect with someone on Messenger, or perhaps as a group on Zoom, have a virtual coffee. There'll be questions for discussion following this service on the Facebook pages. This service is now available anytime on the Adelaide West Uniting Church YouTube channel. Our monetary giving continues as a part of our discipleship at this time, and we dedicate our giving to God and pray that God will use our gifts and our lives to share the story of Jesus, hope of the world. Kids, we'd be interested in what you've created or drawn this morning. You can email them to us at kids@awuc.org.au. And prayer is always available. We'd love to pray with you. Use the prayer request button or email to prayer@awuc.org.au. And we gather together again at 10 a.m. next week. As we finish this service, we go knowing that Jesus walks with us. In the lonely times, in the confusing times. And may our hearts burn within us as we hear his voice and as we hear his voice in the scriptures. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship and friendship of the Holy Spirit walk with you today and each day. Amen. Thank you for joining us.